Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You're on The Burt Show.
All right, this potentially is a very tough week for Krista. Not potentially, it probably is, but she might be able to alleviate some of your pain if you're going through the same thing.
Yeah, there's no probably about it. So I'm going to go ahead and give a trigger warning for anybody out there that has experienced the loss of a loved one and is dealing with grief. This Friday, August 11th, will be the 5-year anniversary of my dad passing away. And it's so crazy how your body remembers the trauma you went through. So for those that may not know, about, you know, a little over 5 years ago, my dad was placed on hospice and I took a one-way flight down to Orlando and was there by his side as for his final days. And he and I were very close, very much a daddy's girl. And watching somebody that you love and admire and can't imagine your life without passing away is, and especially from cancer, which is just such a, I mean, all diseases are, you know, horrible, but just watching this person you adore waste away, it stays with you forever. And grief, I've come to learn, is forever as well. So the pain's always going to be there. The hole is always going to be there. Just because somebody dies doesn't mean the love goes away. So the love is always going to be there. Therefore, the grief is always going to be there. And I was, I follow some grief people on Instagram. And somebody said the other day that really struck a chord with me. Not only are you missing that person, but you also are missing the person you were around them and the things they brought out in you. It's like the things my dad would bring out in me. That's just not going to exist anymore because, you know, he's not here to bring them out. And, you know, this is the fact that it's been 5 years is it's absolutely mind-blowing because in some ways it feels like it happened yesterday and then in some ways it feels like it happened like forever ago. And that first year is hard, but the subsequent years I actually feel like are harder because it just reinforces that they're not here. So what I wanted to do with this, rather than just lament over the fact that, you know, my dad's dead and he's no longer here and this is his anniversary and it's, you know, it's a tough week and it's a tough day, I have the, because somebody asked me this on Instagram about like their loved one was on hospice and they wanted to know what are some things I am glad I did while my dad was on hospice. So I put together a hospice to-do list.
Of course you did.
As one does. And
because they're fairly limited in what you can do.
Well, yes. And so as far as like this hospice to-do list, and obviously it depends on the person and who you're dealing with here. And my dad was facing death head on. Like he wasn't trying to pretend like this wasn't happening. Like I'm not saying we were embracing it, but it was the inevitable. He's a big fan of it. It is what it is. And it was what it was. And so there are certain ways to handle the process. If you are given the time when somebody passes away suddenly, that's a whole other kind of grief. When you watch somebody slowly pass away in front of you, that's a different kind of grief, but it does give you time to prepare. So for anyone that is in this situation, some of the hospice tips I have for you is like afterlife care. My dad had all that taken care of. He literally gave my brother and I a business card and he goes, call this number. They take care of everything. They took care of the cremation. They took care of the ashes and getting them back to me. They took care of like all the paperwork that happens when somebody passes away. And he wrote everything down on a piece of paper. He gave us that card. And then we also had a conversation, like my brother, my dad, and I, which I recorded. And just covered everything he wanted as far as his funeral goes. And just made sure it was as easy as possible on us. And in that same vein, when it came to his bank accounts and his assets, he and I went to the bank and he transferred everything over into my name and put it in my name. That way stuff wouldn't get held up in probate after he passed away. And it was just a lot easier and a lot smoother. He even sold his car so we wouldn't have to deal with it. Now that's obviously from like a more logistical side, which does make things a lot easier. But some of the things that I'm really glad I did and something that I wish I would have done more, but this is knowing your loved one and how they are handling this inevitable. So I recorded my dad and some of my favorite stories, but he didn't know it. So I just had my phone out and I'd hit record. And I was like, hey, tell me about that time you stole the UK football's hat out of his car. And because it's one of my favorite stories. So he told it. So now I have it saved on my phone. And I also have the hat as well.
It's technically illegal because he didn't give you the okay. So he could sue you right
no,
now.
No, he could not because I knew we were being recorded. As long as one person knows you're being recorded, it's fine.
I'm just watching out for you.
I do wish I would have asked more questions. But it's weird because you don't want to constantly remind the person who's dying that they're dying. You know what I mean? So there is like when we were at the hospital and stuff, like, and you don't really know what to ask because these are things that you don't know. So there are things I wanted, looking back now, wish we would have had some more conversations and got some more questions, but you have to let that stuff go at a certain point. And then the other thing I had my dad did, and this was during our first round of IVF. So we had gotten the one viable frozen embryo. So there was hope and light that my husband and I were going to be able to have a family, even though that one didn't take. So I had my dad sign birthday cards for every single one of Jimmy's birthdays. So I have 18 birthday cards that my dad signed that his wife mails every year for Jimmy's birthday.
That's pretty damn powerful.
So for his first birthday, he got a birthday card from Pops and second and so on. So so I have like that little touchstone, but it's going to be a difficult day on Friday and I get to do a radio panel. Yay.
I promise you we will sufficiently drink after that though.
Okay. and you know, it's okay to be sad and it's okay to hurt. Because, like I said, just because they're gone doesn't mean the love is gone.
You're on The Burt Show.